Happy Labor Day to all of you. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. President Bush has called on all federal agencies to assist in the emergency response effort in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and an economist says crop losses from the storm are not likely to have major national effects on production prospects. Gary Crawford and Christy Pettis report from the Department of Agriculture.
Days after Hurricane Katrina, the federal government's priorities continue to be saving and sustaining lives. The president is directing federal agencies throughout the government to do everything possible to assist the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
There isn't an agency in the federal government that isn't fully engaged doing everything we can to help these people.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is one of the many federal agencies providing much-needed resources to the Gulf Coast, according to Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns.
We have involvement because crops are impacted. But even beyond that, we're ready to move literally tons of food into that area.
FEMA is working to provide tents and shelter for victims, but the Departments of Housing and Urban Development, Health and Human Services, and Agriculture are also working with local communities to provide housing. USDA has also dispatched approximately 700 members of its Forest Service Incident Command Team. Reporting in Washington for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Christy Pettis.
Katrina appears to have done some damage to Gulf State rice, sugar, cotton, soybeans, dairy, and broiler operations. However, while that damage will cause huge problems for the farmers involved and some local supply disruptions, especially for milk, the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Keith Collins, says it may not change the national production picture very much at all, judging from the initial reaction of the markets. Yes, prices did go higher.
But none of these price increases that we saw were very sizable. The market was judging that these production losses were going to be fairly modest from a national perspective.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Picking up the pieces from the nation's most costliest natural disaster. Hope all of you have a safe holiday. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.